Oh, ma'am, it a month or so before we bought it, they'd had a bad windstorm, and the house was covered with tin. And I really don't believe that the folks knew it was leaking as bad as what it was. But anyhow, everything we had, and back then, you know, there wasn't such thing as plastic or anything like that, but we had oilcloth, and we'd bought some for tablecloths and to cover some cabinets we was going to have. And the only way we'd keep our stuff dry was with oilcloth, and I had a raincoat, and we piled everything we didn't want to get wet up in the floor and covered it up with the tablecloth, the oilcloth, and raincoats. And Vidana and I both got wet sitting in the house. You know, I never saw it rain any harder. Of course, we were real blue because we'd spent all the money we had, and we'd borrowed $2,500. Of course, back then, $2,500 was a lot of money. I went over and I told my daddy what had happened the next day. And he said, well, we'll have to get that fixed. And I said, well, I can't. And he said, well, didn't say anything about whether we can or can't. He said, we'll get that fixed. And he asked me what size the house was. And of course, I didn't know. And so he said, well, let's go measure it. He said, we'll have to know before we get the... He said, you know, my dad talked just, you know, pretty plain. He said, we can't have the damn thing leaking. And so he said, let's go measure it so we can tell how much lumber and roofing to get. But I told Daddy I didn't want him. I said, no, we'll make it known. He said, I'll fix it. And he told me, when the other kids got married, he always bought them a housekeeping outfit and everything, and that they didn't buy us anything. They knew I didn't want them to. And I said, no, that's right. He said, well, I want to fix that roof. And I said, well, now if you can loan me the money, but I said, I'll pay you back. So we went and measured the house top, and we went that day. And then that next day, I don't know who got the word around, but our neighbors come. So they filled it up, you know, they took the tin off and put the decking on, covered half the house, and I don't know, I guess there's probably 20 people turned, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, we never thought about such a thing, you know. But anyhow, when I was going to school, Leslie drove a school bus for Bob Dix, and I don't know, I think I got $10 or $12 a month out of it. So Bob wouldn't charge me anything, you know, any profit on any material we bought. And of course I got all the material down there. And then the hands that come in covered it wouldn't take anything, you know, for their labor. And of course we never thought about such a thing. But it really made us feel good, you know, mm-hmm. to live in this community and the friends that we'd had, you know, while we was growing up. And they come from everywhere. Vidana had part of her folks and kin folks come, and anyhow, they took it all off, covered it, and wouldn't take a thing for it. Of course, what we've always remembered that over the years, and we've helped them all. It helped us and everybody else we could then.